Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, this is Money Talking. I'm Charlie Herman. This has been a big week for deal-making on Wall Street as companies announce multi-billion dollar plans to buy one another. And one of those deals, well, it's about something that Americans really hold dear to their heart, beer. The largest brewer in the world, Anheuser-Busch InBev, is buying its main rival, SAB Miller, in what could be the biggest takeover of the year. Stella, Corona, Budweiser, meet your new coworkers, Coors, Miller, and Peroni. This deal, however, is just one of many this year, and at the rate we're going, it could be a record year for mergers and acquisitions. So with me to discuss this mania for mergers are Sheila Kohatkar with Bloomberg Businessweek and Miles Udlin from Business Insider. And first of all, why are all these deals happening?
Well, I think it's interesting to note that there have been 4.4 trillion mergers so far this year. So that's a record.
$4.4 trillion worth?
Worth of deals, yes. So that is a huge number. And the last time there was such a large number of, in terms of merger activity was in 2007. So I looked at an interesting chart, and it was sort of a zigzag, and it showed that the peak in sort of mergers and takeovers happened. There was one in 1999. There was one in 2007.
Right before the tech crash.
One in 2007. We know what happened after that. And then there's another one now.
So what are you trying to tell me?
Well, yeah, there are people who think it could be a sign of a bubble.
Do you agree with that, Miles?
It's certainly indicative of animal spirits taking over in corporate America, because certainly companies are looking at whether it's their bottom line or top line, and they're saying, where can we get the growth? And the answer that they're coming up with, whether they're meeting with, you know, their board or other investment bankers, is, well, we need to buy something else, make ourselves bigger, strip out excess sort of corporate. Whatever.
Strip out excess corporate is usually
It does mean people, unfortunately. And then that's the way that we're going to take our company through the next 5, 10, 20 years, whatever
but,
it is.
So is this a sign, though, that companies are doing well and that they're growing? Or is it a sign that we should actually worry about the state of the American business?
I think it's probably a little bit more of the latter, unfortunately, because I think there's a sense that when you need to go buy another company, especially if it's a massive deal, you're saying something in our industry has turned and we were not ready to handle it on our own. And so what we need to do is acquire more assets, which means acquire, you know, another company again, and whether they have more in terms of beer, you know, they have more territory, they can sell to more places in the world. And I think it just kind of on balance would send a more negative message towards the investment community.
I think companies tend to make these kinds of offers, too, when their stock prices are sort of inflated. So when the stock market goes up a lot, companies have a more valuable currency to use to take over another company. They have this inflated stock.
That they can use the stock to buy other companies.
That's exactly right. They often load on a lot of debt at the same time.
And right now, debt is super cheap because the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates super low.
Exactly. And this Dell EMC deal, this computer maker buying a storage company, is expected to have sort of a record level of debt associated with it.
Is it considered a good deal?
Well, that particular deal is being interpreted as sort of a sign of both companies struggling a little bit.
Two weak companies coming together will make a stronger company? Two wrongs make a right?
I think another thing that's important to remember is that the people who really make a killing off of all these deals are bankers and lawyers. And so you can be sure in all of these deals, including the beer deal we talked about, which is a $104 billion deal, there are going to be hundreds of millions of dollars of fees generated to JP Morgan, Lazard, law firms. And, you know, these big banks hire armies of highly paid investment bankers to go out and drum up deals like this. And that's what they do.
So, Miles, if the banks are winning, are there other winners or are there just a lot of losers?
There's probably more losers in terms of just the number of people. I mean, there's going to be way fewer people working on the deal than there are going to be people that are cut out of the Dell sales force, for example.
These deals get a lot of attention in the business media, and obviously corporate America pays a lot of attention to them. But what does it actually mean for consumers, for the average American, when they hear this? Do they need to pay attention? Do they need to care?
In the case of the beer deal, probably, yeah. In the beer deal, you're going to see, again, probably potentially fewer products. For example, let's take a beer like Blue Moon, which people think is a craft beer. It's a Coors product. And more of these craft beers are going to be gobbled up by these larger beer conglomerates. You know, for example, Lagunitas, Heineken took a 50% stake in them not too long ago. So on the beer end, absolutely, it's going to be something that you will probably notice, even if it's just in subtle ways. EMC and Dell, unless you or a family member work in either of those companies, probably not. Maybe something at the corporate level if you're arranging corporate IT would matter, but to you and I, probably not.
Sheila, do these deals usually work out?
Well, there's some controversy about that. There's a lot of research that suggests that at least half of them don't turn out well. And I agree with Miles. From a consumer standpoint, why does a company buy another company? Why does it buy one of its competitors? It's usually so that it can exert more control in the market. And so it can raise prices. It can lower the range of products it sells. It can decide to drop a niche product that some people really like, but that isn't a mass product. And then, yes, it can achieve this thing called synergies, which is this really sort of evil word. It means basically laying people off and consolidating all of their manufacturing. And they sell this to shareholders and say, we're going to save money this way. We're going to become a stronger company. But in fact, what you see often is years later, the companies are trying to undo some of these big mergers. And Hewlett-Packard and Compaq is a good example. I mean, that was a huge deal at the time. And now Hewlett-Packard is trying to get rid of some of the poorly performing businesses it acquired in that deal. And that's often how it turns out.
Well, while we wait to see what the impact of the beer merger might be on something like Brooklyn's craft beer industry, Sheila, what are some of the other stories you're watching?
I have been very interested in Walmart's earnings. So they revealed that they are not going to be making as much money in the future because they're investing more in their employees and their workforce. And their shareholders did not like that at all. And the stock got completely hammered, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Miles, what are you watching?
I'm really excited about the Canadian election.
Okay.
That comes up on Monday. You know, Canada is one of our largest trading partner. I think it is the United States' largest trading partner. The loonie has gotten crushed this year. Their economy fell into a technical recession in the first half of the year, though, depending on who you talk to, they might say we weren't in recession, you know, however that goes. And for the first time in 11 years, it looks like there'll be a new prime minister in Canada. And I think most Americans forget about that. I'm an American. I often forget about that. But it looks like there will be a change of power. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, Miles Udland with Business Insider, Sheila Kahatkar with Bloomberg Business Week. Thanks so much for joining.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.